Did you inherit $1 million from your grandparent, or are you about to become wealthy from someone else's hard work? If you say yes to these questions, this show is not for you. You, the hardworking, committed, and ambitious professional who have a 9-to-5 corporate job or a 12-hour shift worker keeping the assembly line running. Perhaps you run your gig as a freelancer, or maybe you run a small business. You are in the right place. Welcome to the Career Evangelist Podcast, where you get your weekly tips, ideas, strategies, and inspiration to find purpose in what you do so you can build a career you are passionate about and live a fulfilled life. Here is your host, Bola Alabi.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to another episode of the Career Evangelist Podcast. I'm excited today because I have a special guest with us. I have a career coach joining us today on this show. You guys know already that our goal is to continue to support you and help you so that you can find a career that you will find satisfaction in, make lots of money, and continue to grow. And that's why anytime that I have career experts like today, I'm excited because I know lots of you will have questions, and I'm here to ask those questions. Without further ado, I'm going to bring in my guest, Helena. Hey, Helena, how are you?
I'm really good. Thank you, Bola. Very, very nice to be here with you and excited for this conversation today.
Same here. I'm excited. So I know my audience, they would like to know you, what you've been doing. They want to know what they can learn from you. So if you don't mind, can you please introduce yourself to my audience?
Of course. I am a career coach and organizational coach, and I've been doing this on my own and having my own business for the last 3 years. And prior to that, I worked as a career coach at the business school here in Vancouver at the University of British Columbia. And during that time, I had the privilege, I would say, and the fun to work with hundreds of graduate and undergraduate students, really helping them with their professional development and getting ready for getting a job after graduation. And so I would say that for me, those were really important formative years for my career, because of course I learned a lot about career development and how to really help people get ready for employment. And also to explore options, to explore what makes them come alive, I like to say, and what their strengths are and how they can leverage those strengths into something that can really make them happy in their career.
Okay. No, I like the way you put it, what makes them come alive. And that's what I always encourage people to also do. Find something that you are passionate about and also that will help you to make money. I have lots of listeners, especially here in the US, that are currently looking for other options. I call them, they are looking for career transitions. And I'm sure you must have dealt with people in this situation in your career. Do you mind maybe sharing with us some of the common challenges that you've heard people in career transition? What are those challenges that they face? And if you don't mind, also tell us how they can overcome those challenges.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would say as a professional myself, I have experienced lots of transitions in my career. I should say probably from my name and also an accent that I have. I came from Italy 15 years ago and moved to Canada. And so that was a big transition for me. But even prior to that, I used to work as a recruiter in a big Fortune 500 consulting company. And after working there for 3 years, I decided that I wanted to explore something else. And so I moved into training and development. And then when I was in Canada, at some point I was laid off, and I had to, again, come to terms that I needed to make some changes and find something else that could fulfill me in my career. So anyway, so just to say, not that I want to talk about myself, but I myself went through a lot of transitions. And I think that the common challenges that people experience during these transitions is that they feel lost. And usually when there's this desire to maybe make some changes, of course, there's a lot of emotions involved. Mm-hmm. And with that, some fear about failing or maybe choosing something that is not right. Especially if there were some maybe poor choices or choices that did not go as expected in the past, the people are often very afraid of making that like a bad choice again. I have conversations about this all the time. Also, when it comes to understanding maybe different industries or different roles that they could consider, usually people go on job boards and they look what's posted. And then they find that, for example, for the roles that they would like, they are not qualified because there's always something they're missing, maybe some experience, maybe some education. And so they get frustrated because they realize that what's out there is not matching their abilities and experiences. So with that, there's usually some frustration. And also sometimes there that brings to not feeling confident that they can make that change, right? And so I think that my suggestion goes back to the first thing is starting from yourself. Ask yourself, what are some of the things that you enjoy doing? Even if you are in a role, in a career that you don't like anymore, I'm pretty sure that you can find some activities, some responsibilities that you have that you still enjoy quite a bit. What is it? Maybe it is working with people and helping people find solutions. Maybe it's analyzing some data in order to make some recommendations to make important business decisions and so on. So what is it? So it's important that people understand what are the elements that they need to have in their career, and also what are some factors that are really important to them that can also give them the lifestyle that they want to have. So maybe they need security because maybe they have a family that they need to provide for. Or maybe they need flexibility because maybe they need to provide for their kids and they need to have that flexibility in order to spend time with their kids or like other family members. So what are those criteria that are important to you that you really want to have in your next career? And then finally, I always suggest that people do some research about the job market and potentially opportunities that are out there. I often find that when I work with people, people think, okay, now there's like a contraction in the job market and there's not very many opportunities. There's always this scarcity in thinking that there's always something that is not going to let us find the job that could be good for us. And so I always suggest go out there and start talking to people, tap into your existing network. And even if you are talking to people that are not in your line of work, ask questions about what they do and how they found their job. And maybe they will have some ideas that will provide you with some things to think about or places to look into that would give you some inspiration. Maybe they will introduce you to somebody else that you could talk to. So I think that reaching out to your network and trying to expand your network will give you the opportunity to start exploring and maybe getting some new ideas and resources that can help you in this transition process.
No, that's good. You point out several things, but the basics is here that people should start with what they like, what they are passionate about. They should have set of criteria in terms of what they are looking for in their next role as they are preparing for this transition. You also touch on research. They should know the industry. And more importantly, I think you mentioned network, because I really think that's its core in terms of people, you know, getting their next role. They need to talk to people in their network and see how they can help them so that they can land their next role. So that's very, very good, Helena. Thanks for sharing that. Now, I know that in terms of this career transition, maybe one of the core things is how can people represent themselves? And I know career transitions can come in various forms. You talked about maybe people getting laid off. Maybe for women, maybe after taking some time to raise kids, especially, maybe they need to get back. Or maybe for immigrants moving from one country to another, they may also be in career transition. Now, I want to hear from you. How can they address that transition, or if they are looking for to move to a new industry using their resume, what do they need to know about as they build out their resume to look for their next role?
Yeah, so I think what I'm hearing from your question is a couple of things. One is potentially the resume gap or career gap that they may have when, for example, somebody is raising kids and so getting out of the workforce or moving from one city to another, one state or country to another. So, and that is, I would say, physiological. And if people are worried about how to talk about those transitions, I would say that employers consider those very natural and part of someone's career. So I would say that it's important to talk about that transition as part of your journey. It's really a journey, and it's important the story that you have about that transition. So for example, for a mom, yes, maybe they spent 1-2 years or sometimes even more because maybe they decided to spend more time raising their kids. And so if they decide to go back to work, of course, they can talk about their experience and all the skills that they needed to hone in order to raise a family. I also have experience with some women that took time to, for example, care for other relatives that were maybe experiencing health conditions that, for example, during that time, I'm thinking about a client specifically, she had to interact a lot with healthcare practitioners, and she had to organize lots of different things in order to take care of the house, her sick dad, and so on. And so she learned a lot of different skills, not only from a logistics perspective, but also because she had to communicate with different healthcare practitioners. She literally learned a new language, and she was able to pick up a lot of things that were unknown to her before. And that also gave her a new perspective and a new understanding that she was actually interested in working in that industry. And then she was able to transition into that industry also because of her experience interacting with physicians and healthcare professionals. So it was for her not only a life experience, but also an opportunity to explore another industry that she had never considered before.
Well, that's, yeah.
Yeah. And I think the other part of transitioning into an industry that, for example, you don't have experience in, it really depends. I think that if you are a professional with lots of years of experience in one industry and you want to move into another industry, you need to be realistic, in my opinion. And so you want to take into consideration, yes, your transferable skills and highlight those in your resume. At the same time, when I say that you need to be realistic, I mean that there will be other professionals with the same years of experience and seniority in the same industry. And so you will compete with those people. And so for recruiters and hiring managers, it will be easier to look at those professionals with years of experience in the direct industry rather than people that do not have direct experience. So how can you do that? I think that you can be strategic, and so you may consider a transition to either lateral roles or maybe take a step back. And so start from I'm not saying entry level position, because of course, if you are a senior manager or senior professional, you can't really start from an entry level position, but considering a step back might be strategic in order to get into the industry that you are interested in order to gain experience and most importantly, credibility, build up your reputation, and then make the move that will get you back into the level that you were before.
Oh, that's good. Thank you very much for sharing that. You touched on networking, the importance of networking for career transitions or people looking for new jobs. I want to hear what tips can you provide for people so that they can build a strong network of professionals around them, such that when they need that help, they will have people they can call on so that they can land their next role.
Yeah, I think some people talk about networking as your net worth, meaning that it's really important who you know in order to really progress as a person and as a professional. I say as a person because when you, for example, have a mentor, you get a lot out of that relationship because you learn from them and they share with you the experience and the resources that you will need in order to grow as a person and as a professional. So for that reason, I say your networking is really your net worth. At the same time, I know that networking can have a bad rap. And a lot of people, when they hear about the fact that we should all network in order to grow in our profession and to also to develop our careers, they are not so much into it because they think that networking is schmoozing. And so I would like to say that networking is really building relationships. And in my opinion, you build relationships the way you want to do that. In other words, you want to be authentic and do it in a way that feels authentic to you. So when people say, oh, you should network and you should go to networking events or you should go and meet people, I always say, do it the way you feel like it. And so, for example, if I think about myself, I can go to networking events to meet people, but is it really my preferred way? Not really. I really like to connect one-on-one with people. And so my way to connect is usually on a coffee chat or going out for lunch with someone, just having meaningful conversations with people. And when we think about networking also, it's not just give and take. Sometimes it's just an opportunity to share, to develop a relationship and maybe have something in common that you want to share with this person. So many times you will have interactions with people and you will think that it's not really leading anywhere, but the relationship is there. And if you cultivate it, no matter what, it will benefit you in the long term. You never know. And so I always say network authentically, almost like not expecting that that person or that interaction will give you something in return. Always do it in a way as if you are planting a seed and you will wait. One day it will flourish. It will give you something back, but do it in a way that in the moment gives you the opportunity to really connect with the person and to make feel like the other person welcomed and connected to you.
Oh, that is so good. So networking is about building a relationship, and we must do it as our authentic self. So we shouldn't be scripted or trying to be who we are not. So thank you, Helena, for sharing that. Now, I know you work with a lot of job seekers, job candidates to coach them. Can you touch on how you help people? Is it about helping them to find a job or helping them to grow on their job? Maybe teaching them strategies, how to get promotion, and all those great things that will help them to position themselves for career growth. So how do you work with your customers or your students?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I usually work with two types of professionals. So usually I work with mid-professionals that are really ambitious and they really want to have something better in their career. I define myself a feisty Italian, and I really like to work with people that have that feistiness in them. Uh-huh. So I usually work with people that either find themselves lost, as I said at the beginning. So they are at a fork in their career. They might have worked in one industry or maybe have had a few jobs, but they're feeling that something is missing and they want to find something that is more meaningful and more aligned to what they really want. So I work with them to explore what that could look like. The goal is to give them clarity around what it is that they would like to do. And then I help them with the more tactical strategies. So on top of being a coach, I am also a career strategist that helps them define their personal branding and embed it into their resume and cover letter and so on, and then prepare for interviews. But I also work with professionals who are in a job, and let's say that they are relatively happy, but at the same time, they feel that they're not sure how to advance in their career, how to grow. what they need is not just mentorship, but someone who can give them different perspective and feedback sometimes, and also really co-create with them the solutions or potentially way forward. So for example, I've been working with a professional in the tech industry that got a new job, and he really wanted to make sure that he would establish himself really solidly in the new organization. He wanted to develop a good, strong relationship with his manager. So we talked a lot about how to manage up, how to advocate for himself within the organization, how to really position himself as an expert in what he was doing. But also we had a lot of conversations around how do I navigate my way towards a promotion within 12 months. I know that I want to get promoted, but I don't know how to have those conversations, and most importantly, how I can get there. So we had a lot of coaching sessions to really strategize, but really give him the opportunity to understand from his own perspective and resources that he has, like what can he do in order to position himself really strongly for that promotion.
No, that's,
so those, yeah. Yeah. So those are the people that usually I work with and how I help them and the goals that we achieve together.
Oh, that's good. So I know maybe some of my listeners here, they may want to connect with you and see how you can also help them. A lot of them, they are also in that situation or position where they want more. They want to grow mm-hmm. career, but they do not know how to position themselves for the next promotion. And they may want to connect with you. So where can they find you?
Yeah, they definitely can find me on LinkedIn.
Okay.
And my handle is on LinkedIn, Elena Giorgetti Coaching. They can also find me on Instagram. I have an account that it's called Impact Career Coach. And I think, and of course my website, impactcareercoach.ca. They can find me there, and they can find also some other episodes that I had on other podcasts and a webinar on mastering your interview skills.
Awesome. So as we are bringing this to a close, Helena, I love to motivate people. I want you to leave a message for my listeners to tell them that, hey, no matter what your situation may be career-wise today, maybe if they stay focused, if they keep showing up, if they don't give up, they are going to get to that career level that they desire. And you know, you spoke about something that will bring out the light in them. Maybe you can share one or two things that will help them to connect to get to that other side where they continue to thrive.
I usually say that your career is really a journey. I really like to travel, so I think that I like this metaphor quite a bit. And I think that any stop on the journey, so every role, every job that people have will teach them something. Even if it's not the best experience, but there will always be something to learn. And each experience is a step forward in that journey. And so really approaching your career with that mindset, I think, gives you the opportunity to savor the journey and to really appreciate everything that happens in the good and the bad. And I think by having that optimistic and more grateful mindset really helps you find the way.
Oh, that's good. Thank you very much for sharing with us here today, Helena. We appreciate your time. This is so good. And I'm sure my listeners, they will find it very, very beneficial. Thank you.
Thank you so much for having me today, Bola.